from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Where the Atlanta Falcons set sail, they headed down to Miami yesterday after a practice, but not before J.D. Bertrand got to join Andy and Randy on middays. And look, he talked about that young linebacker room.
Honestly, it's funny enough, I think it's helped me a lot, because them being a younger group, they can be like, hey, my first open practice or my first joint practice was only a year ago, only 2 years ago, and so now they're like, hey, this is kind of what I needed. Or the first day of pads, like, Nate came up to me like, hey, just try to lay a boom on someone, like, get that respect from the defense. Right. But like, if he was year 6, 7, he may not be thinking like that because it was so long ago. And so it's actually helped me a lot.
How about when the landmine Nate Landman walks up to you and goes, hey man, just, hey, big best thing you can do is just try to lay the boom on somebody early in practice. Like, oh, okay, yeah, that sounds easy enough. And then you're a rookie and you try to throw it up in there and somebody punches you right in the face. Like, I absolutely love that part of training camp and you know, listen, those guys, as they become part of this team, as they continue to make plays, as they work hard, which it's obvious that J.D. Bertrand is, and he is Roswell's own. Is he listed at Roswell or Alpharetta? Because Blessed Trinity is kind of in the middle. But he's a Blessed Trinity guy, Notre Dame grad, and a fifth-round draft pick of the Atlanta Falcons. It's fun to see him kind of get Bo ingratiated into that linebacker room, because that is a group that we grew fond of. I think, honestly, in the last year, we've grown fond of all three of Troy Anderson, Caden Ellis, and Nate Landman. But J.D. Bertrand, it seems like to me, at least from what we've seen so far, kind of fits right in with those guys.
All right, well, so it's Alpharetta.
There you go.
And, I was talking with Arch about this yesterday, about this whole linebacker core. And we were just kind of going over how it's going to look. And Arch, and I'm going to, you know, obviously I'm always going to give other people the credit, especially Arch, and because he's taught me so much. But, you know, just talking about the versatility that Ellis and Anderson have, right? And they have this, they can kind of do anything, right? They're coverage guys. They can, I think at some point you might see both guys coming off the edge at the same time, but it may be in the same game. That said, I think J.D. Bertrand is a Nate Landman-esque player. I know that he got the hype down at the practice at the Benz for, you know, having a good covering the wheel route against Bijan and all that, but
it's tough to do as a rook, man.
It is
a rook linebacker. That's a woo. I wouldn't want to be in them shoes.
With Bertrand, you really just want him in the right place at the right time. That's kind of these linebackers. You see it a lot through the league with the way they play offenses and really the way the defenses are going. Dude, just do your job, be in your space, and be ready. And I think that they're going to get a Landman-esque player in Bertrand, and that's kind of why it's great to hear Landman being the guy that kind of gives him that advice, because that's the guy that you probably want to replicate, because that'll be the guy you might be coming in for.
Right. They are on the road. They are headed down to Miami. Bo will be right behind him. He's flying down Thursday afternoon, sometime after this show. You're flying commercial down there. You don't get to Gucci bag it up. How about Allie? How about this guy wearing?
I thought it was a Louis.
It is a Louis.
Okay. I'm sorry. Thank you, Louis bag.
Thank you.
I pay attention.
Allie, he told us yesterday that he has a pregame set list that he listens to on his, like, he's getting, like, he's suiting up. And Arch even said he actually chews on the grass before the game, which was news.
You need some fiber?
Which was news to me. You know what I mean? Like, he has to get the vibe. He has to start, you know, he has to feel the energy. Real quick, Allie, I am curious to get your thoughts on it because we haven't been able to talk to you, but Kirk Cousins is in town. It feels like a new vibe, Falcons team. Kirk Cousins is so, I think, for a lot of people in this town, so relatable. And I say this all the time because it's a quote from The Office, but there's something so beautiful about normal. Right, and it just seems like he's just that kind of normal guy that gives off good vibes.
It seems like we kind of know what to expect with Kirk. He just puts it all out there. He's completely honest, cannot tell a lie.
Really cannot tell a lie. It's like liar.
It's refreshing. It's refreshing, and he's got everyone so excited for this season.
Yeah, he definitely does. A lot of fun to follow him. He's not in play this weekend, but I guess Penix will take the reins there. It'd be fun to watch.
Yeah. I don't care. I care about you know how I always say with this stuff, and it's gonna be about the two today and tomorrow and how those practices go. And you know, Dylan was talking in the crossover about, or the handoff or whatever you want to call it, about how he's gonna look at how we play with those receivers, and this is gonna be a day for a week for 1-on-1s, right? Yep. It's going to be pretty vanilla, base stuff, but you're going to see how your guys handle those one-on-one situations and how, you know, everything flows that, how good are you up front? Are you being able to create any pressure? Are you winning these one-on-ones all across the field? Is going to really be a big deal because you're not scheming for this. You're just going out there and saying, can my guy beat their guy?
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to watch because I feel like a lot of times the Falcons did beat that guy last year. All right, look, we got to roll on here on the morning shift. It's Mike, Bo, and Miss Allie Mack. We'll come up on the other side. We'll hit the front page. Them Georgia Bulldogs, number one again in that preseason coaches poll. I'll tell you what they did right, but also what they did wrong in that preseason coaches poll. Stick with us on the morning shift. Sports Radio 929 again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.